Okay, Mr. Libertarian, how would you sum up this year on the council? You are a caucus of one, but still a caucus.
Sum it up, I think I'd start by just saying interesting. I switched back in February and March. I was stripped of committees. Everybody said I would be, a non-factor. I think there's been definitely a few major times where I've ended up being a factor, and I think that it was a good decision, and I think that in the long run, it'll be a good step for the Libertarian Party and the city of Indianapolis as a whole.
So what do you see your role as this next year? Is it just basically tiebreaker or...
You know, I've had people come up to me and have talks with me about this and that. They have a lot of things they're asking me to support them or not support things for. I mean, obviously, I'm still going to be right in the middle because the Republicans do only have a one vote for sure majority, you know. So obviously, there's going to be some times where I am going to be needed. So I see good things. I've already been told that there's been talks to get me back into some committees and things like that, and I'm willing to do whatever I can. I enjoyed my time on committees because it gives me a chance to really put my views and what the views I believe of the people of Indianapolis want into each and every committee.
Anything in particular you're going to try to push for next year?
Well, I am going to try to further beyond what I did this year with the contracts. I think there should be a lot more things that are open and accessible in government. People shouldn't have to put in freedom of information requests for everything, and I'm going to be putting in a few more things to make government more open and transparent. I'm going to be working with a couple of the Democrat councilors, both Mayhearns, working on doing some minor restructuring of some downtown parking, hoping to get some motorcycle-friendly parking and work on a few other things, scooters, things like that, to make Indianapolis more accessible downtown to a lot of people. But those are a couple of the big things I'm working on at this moment. Obviously, I got a couple others I'm kind of thinking about, but not really ready to throw out there yet. But you'll probably see a few interesting things early in the year, the first quarter.
All right. Okay, Ed. All right. Thank you very much, my friend.
Thanks. Take care, buddy.